You're listening to www.killradio.org. Happy Sunday. If you're ready, come go with me. You have hit the street.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, there are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Space ain't man's final frontier. Man's final frontier is the soul, guided by someone more powerful than any human being. Someone felt, but never seen. You would be surprised at what resides in your insides.
Somebody said that the OG flow, it can fuck with your head, and the police know that the green, black, and red too strong to control. They study what I said, dig it. My name is V, and when I'm on a mic, I'm known to spit something that these MCs hate. I couldn't care less what you feel, what you say, cause I gotta put it to you in my own special way. I'm a monster, you know I'm certified sick. I came from the corner where nobody got shit. Took the cards I was dealt, turned it into hot spit. Now I'm not only a passenger, I'm in the cockpit. Been a long time coming, I was caught in a scramble of cats, trying to do the same thing that they man do. Eagles born to fly, rivers made to ramble. A dangerous mind, I'm a prime example.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away.
Super fans wanna run up on me, sparking a brown up. You need to fall back, could be knocks around us. You in a hot area for marching powder. If you holding chowder, just walk without it. Them real crook brothers don't talk about it. They never make a move till they thaw shit out, kid. I knew a lot of men who did bits for mayhem. They made a lot of money, they money never made them. The game of survival is filled with rivals. Knives and 4-5 slugs flying in spirals. The wicked is diseased and it ain't all viral. Could be greed and gluttony bubbling inside you, dog. Follow your pride, the rhythm will guide you. Yo, follow them guys, them niggas will rob you. And have you up with something that don't really involve you. But you don't give a fuck, you wanna pump the volume, I know.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move.
Hey yo, the waistline thumping, the face kind jumping, the game looking sweeter than the baseline bumping. Don't come round these parts and waste time fronting. Them trick ass marks that get the 8-5 dumping. It ain't really about nothing. Philly just love cutting. They shut shit down before the law starts shutting. Get your route right, cousin. Be out nightclub and relax. I wanna get lights out tonight, brother. Perhaps it's the percussion that keeps shit kinetic. For some, it ain't as thing more sweet. The street credit, some cats to play dirty, didn't live to regret it. But move to the music, he can live through the record. I'm a Philly boss player. the dope rhyme sayer. It's black ink back, getting cake by the layer, by the stack. Coming at us, get your weight right, yeah. If not, you making a mistake right there, for real.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away.
www.killradio.org. That is The Roots with I Don't Care. And, you know, on the surface, it is like a banging dance song. But when you listen to the record, when you listen to the lyrics, it is actually a very stinging rebuke on people who want to just kind of like party their life away and just listen to the beat and do nothing but use music to escape. Music is sometimes an escape, but also music can be an epiphany. I was just talking about this with a friend of mine yesterday about how R&B just constantly evolves, and this is something that's kind of like a source of confusion and frustration for me, because there are a couple of songs here that I play regularly that are that have won Grammys. Now, I took a little closer look at the Grammy Awards, and I'm going to tell you the other songs that came by real quick, but let me get this thought finished out here. I looked at the Grammy Awards, and they have many different categories of R&B. One is urban, and the other is traditional, and I'm trying to figure out the difference here. To me, R&B music is urban music. It is the sound of the street. It is the sound of the soul. It is the sound of the heart, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what traditional R&B is. To me, there's no such thing as traditional R&B, because R&B is always constantly evolving, because there's always something that's coming down the pike, which is just like maybe in 2 or 3 years, that totally transforms R&B. For instance, Chuck Berry was, of course, R&B at one time, and then it evolved to more of a doo-wop style, which... well, actually, doo-wop evolved into Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry was a little bit more of a rock and roll and R&B, which came out from Tina Turner. We went back to the doo-wop with the Motown sound and Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and Mary Wells and the early Motown. And then again, it transformed itself again with Marvin Gaye, who had incorporated more gospel tunes, just as Ray Charles did, into R&B, had a strong gospel sensibility in the R&B, and also infused it with a hot sensuality. And that also evolved into Stevie Wonder, the Jackson 5. And when you got to defining R&B, it would evolve again. There would be Prince. There would be George Clinton. It is a constantly evolving art form. And even when you got to the point where you were able to define what exactly is R&B, it would turn into rap, which becomes hip-hop. And this is why I'm confused. I am so confused, because how can you call something or pigeonhole something into a traditional genre when its own evolution has defied tradition? So that's something that's just on my mind. If you have your thoughts on that, why don't you give me a call? Number here is 213-252-0998. Preceding The Roots, we had Arrested Development with Man's Final Frontier. We had Sam and Dave with Soul Man. And we started off the set and the show and this gorgeous Sunday with The Temptations. Nice little old school piece that is done by artists, not producers. And it was My Girl. You've Hit the Street on 622 Soul Street. You are listening to 622 Soul Street on www.killradio.org. You know what? I need to get this thing rolling here. You're listening to me, DJ Shango, James Maverick, here on on the microphone, just hanging with you. I'm going to be here until noon today, so please, by all means, give me a call. Let me know what's up. Oh, by the way, I got to let you know what's up. I am going to be featured at Beyond Baroque today, and that is going to be at 618 Venice Boulevard in Venice, California. I'm going to be there with my good friend Katrina Canyon. We're going to have a featured reading of poetry, and if you're not going to go there for me, please go there for Katrina, because Katrina is just so marvelous. Her style is so evocative. It just makes you close your eyes and lean back. It is just an, she is just an awesome artist. Come there to check me out. Come there to check her out. There's also an open reading. So if you want to participate, please, by all means, come bring your love, bring your energy to Beyond Baroque, 618 Venice Boulevard. I'm going to plug that one more time before I go. 618 Venice Boulevard in Venice, California. I'm going to be there from 5 o'clock on. So please, come on down, represent, have some fun, share the love with us, okay? You've hit the street, 622 Soul Street on www.killradio.org. And this is pretty much a theme show. I don't have theme shows too much, but what I have been noticing particularly is that there, and this came up out of my discussion regarding R&B, there have been... I got into this debate with a friend of mine yesterday, and she had posited the proposition that artists don't have control over the songs they sing. And my reaction to that is that artists, of course, have control over the songs they sing. If they don't, then they are not artists. They are products. They are flavors of the month. And there have been so many artists or singers or entertainers, if you will, that fill that flavor of the month description. Everything is overproduced. And when you listen to it, you have that sense of too many cooks in the stew. You know what I'm saying? There's too many flavors in there, and it just comes out with something that may be tasty for a while, but it's just as forgettable 5 minutes later. One of my favorite artists is Michael Jackson, and I'll tell you why. Michael Jackson is constantly straddles the line between producer and between a produced song and an artist's song, and I'm going to start off the this next set with what I think is the perfect example of that. It is something that you can tell is produced, and I don't think it was anything that got play on the radio, but it is totally an artist's message when you listen to it. So I want you to give a listen. Tell me what you think, okay? The number here is 213-252-0998. I'm also on MySpace, www.myspace.com/DJXANGO. That's DJXANGO. Or you can hit me up at soulbro, SOULBRO, at 622soulstreet.com. You've hit the street, 622 Soul Street on www.killradio.org. We're going to start off with Michael Jackson, and then we're going to have some artists' songs on here. The next set after that will be some produced songs, so you get to hear the difference here, okay? You're listening to www.killradio.org.
If you call out loud, will it get inside through the heart of your surrender to your alibis? And you can say the words like you understand, but the power's in believing, so give yourself a chance. 'Cause you can climb the highest mountain, swim the deep sea. All you need is the will to want it and a little self-esteem. So keep the off of the ground. So keep the faith, baby, yeah.
trust doesn't lead you home. Ways that you only dream of when you're all alone. And you can move on feel instead of circumstance. But the power's in believing, so give yourself a chance. I know that you can sail across the water. That road that you take will get you there if you won't try. So keep the faith. Don't let nobody take you down. Just keep your eyes on the path, flat on the ground. So keep the faith, baby, yeah. Cause it's just a matter of time before your confidence will win out.
Break me down. know what the Midwest is, young and restless. We're restless.
Nigga.
Might snatch your necklace and next these.
Nigga.
Might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these
nigga
who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, the view alone will leave you breathless. Try to catch it. It's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus.
God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long. God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. So long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribblers.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now I hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. But here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers. The way Catholic need a Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I dream about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Got you at work to slay. That's the way
pleasure.
Yeah.
www.killradio.org. That's the Sounds of Blackness doing a beautiful cover from an old Eric Clapton tune, Tears in Heaven. We also had Chaka Khan before that with Ain't Nobody. That is like my absolute favorite song and one of my absolute favorite artists. Ooh, yeah, Chaka Khan. And we had Kanye West, another one of my new favorite new rising artists there with Jesus Walks. That is from his first album, College Dropout. And he's got a new one out, and I'm not going to be playing it for a while. It's not that I don't like it. It's just that I've been, like, broke for a while. So please bear with me. I'm going to play it as soon as I get some cash. This is like a self-produced show here. So, or if you want, you can kind of, like, send it to me. Kind of like on the sly there, okay? That was Kanye West with Jesus Walks. I started off the last set with Michael Jackson, and that is from his Dangerous CD, and it was Keep the Faith. You've hit the street, 622 Soul Street on www.killradio.org. And what I've been doing right now is I've been pretty much throwing up a... goodness, how do I put this? Pretty much a comparison of songs that are like overproduced, and well, not overproduced. I've had some that are produced, some that are just artists, and some straddling the line. I think these last songs that I played in the last set pretty much effectively straddled the line between a successful production and successful art. Kanye West is a genius at straddling that line, and he doesn't overproduce. And I have to take a look. I have to listen to his second album in order to make a true determination of whether he does that or not. But there are some artists who I think either... I'm just going to be right out there and say it. They hit their peak in their 20s and their 30s. And then when they get closer to 40, when they start pushing 40... they try to, I guess, capture more of a younger audience. And they try to skew younger when you're in the 40s. And when you're in your 40s and you're still recording, you can still have a successful career, I think, in your 40s without having to compensate in that manner. But hey, that's me. Case in point is Michael Jackson's sister, Janet. She has had some marvelous, fantastic albums. Specifically, my two favorites are early ones, Control and Rhythm Nation. It's her later work where I believe that she begins to overcompensate. She started in the Velvet Rope a little bit. I think it's more evident in her latest release, which is Demita Joe. I'm going to play a cut from that in this next album, in this next set, rather. And this, to me, is using the production of the song to overcompensate the art, to try to skew lower. When you listen to the lyrics on this, you're going to find that it's being peppered by vernacular from the generation that has come after Janet's and after mine. And it, to me, is kind of like the musical equivalent of a guy in his middle age, you know, between his 40s and 50s, hanging out at some place like, say, Florentine Gardens, you know, hoping to dance with somebody. That's the way I'm looking at it. That's the way I feel about it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this, also a couple of other tunes that I think are a little bit overproduced. And the feeling that you come away from it is that it's cool to dance to, it's really fun, it's nice to listen to, but it doesn't give you any lasting impression. It just kind of like fades from your mouth, from your palate, after about, if they're lucky, 5 minutes, okay? So yeah, I'm going to do this in the next set so you can hear a comparison. Then I'm going to play the true artist set, which is going to be a little long, and it's going to be a little indulgent, but hey, it is going to be so, so worth it. So please, stick through this this one right here, okay? And then we're going to get after this nice little overproduced set, we'll get to the meat of the matter, and then we'll get to the fun part of the show, okay? Stick with me. You're listening to 622 Soul Street on www.killradio.org. This is DJ Shango, James Maverick, here on the street.
Live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants. Take a chance, come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel, trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this groove. Party people in the house, move.
Let's go!
go for yours on my command. Now hit the dance floor. It's gonna make you sweat till you bleed. Is that dope enough? Indeed, I paid the price to control the dice. I'm more precise. To the point, I'm nice. The music takes control. Your heart is so unfold. Your body is free and behold. Dance or you can't dance or you can't dance no more. Get on the floor and get raw. Dip, come back then upside down. Easy now. Let me see you move.
Sex, and these are the things that keep you happy. by now you know I'm insatiable. Cause when you step to leave, I want a full repeat. Yeah, it's a miracle. You were right inside my head. Yeah, baby. If the feeling's nice, why not do it twice? It is not against the law. No, baby. I slave all through the week, and I need my release. I work hard, so when I stop, I gotta get a little satisfaction for me. Again, don't care if I'm late. The world just has to wait.
Kick it back a little. There we go. Yeah. Whew. I'm sorry. I was just a little bit. Oh. Mm. I was. I'm sorry. I was a little bit distracted there. It's certainly possible to get distracted that way with stuff like that. It's a little overproduced, you know. That was Luther Vandross and Queen Latifah with Hit It Again. And again, it's what I was saying earlier, that you have a tendency to want to overcompensate a little bit if you're on production-wise, especially when you're getting a little bit later in your career. And to me, that was a prime example. I think it was... Yeah, it's a prime example, okay? Before that, we had George Michael with Happy. And everything I think George Michael did was a little, well, overproduced, okay? Before that, we had C&C Music Factory. And it was a nice little dance ditty called Everybody Dance Now. And again, it was peppered with vernacular, peppered with beats, peppered with captivating voice, with a pretty vacuous kind of message on the rap. You know, hey, let's dance. Okay, wow, gee. Also, we started off the last set with Janet Jackson and Demita Jo. I'm sorry, I'm trying so hard to be passionate about this. Oh, God. With R&B Junkie. And, yeah, I'm sorry. I really didn't care about that. I really didn't. Again, it was just like so overproduced and it's overcompensating. And to me, that strikes me as dishonest. And I just, you know, don't have time for it. As a matter of fact, I've been monitoring the listeners on the stream. I lost listeners. I was expecting to lose listeners on this, you know. And, you know, if you know somebody who's been listening, call them back. Tell them to tell them to come back because here comes the fun part of the show, okay? The overproduced stuff, again, it's great to dance to. It's great to shake your butt to. It's great to kind of like just tune out. And that's the only thing that overproduced music is for. It's for tuning out. But the real stuff, the meaty stuff, the great stuff, the stuff that makes you close your eyes and think back to where you were when you first heard that song. Oh, man, that is the art. That is why I love the R&B and the gospel and the hip-hop that I bring to you. It is hopefully always something that is going to take you back and have you remember where you were at that exact point in time, you know. And you're going to get some of that in this next set. And you're also going to hopefully get something that gets you going, get actually rouses you, something that actually inspires you, maybe something catalytic. That's what I'm looking for. I think I'm looking for that catalyst, if you will. This is the stuff that is the pure artist stuff, the catalytic stuff, the stuff that will make you remember exactly where you were, the thing that elicits those classic memories from your mind, you know. And it's not the, you know, the stuff that you hear on the oldies radio. So I'm going to hit some of that, but the oldies radio stuff is just kind of like in itself homogenized, and that trivializes the art of what has come before. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to shut up. I'm going to start you off with a little bit of gospel from the Fairfield Four. And again, this is going to rouse you. It is going to make you feel good. And if it ain't making you feel good, then you got to give me a call, okay? And or just bear with me because it's coming, okay? The epiphany is coming. You're going to absolutely love this. The light is going to come through the window and shine on you here on the street on www.killradio.org. This is DJ Shango, James Maverick. Thanks for being here. And if you were listening to that last set and you're still here, ooh, you are about to be rewarded.
Hero to thee,
hero to thee,
I long to be. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of the love, eternal love. I want to shine,
I want to shine,
with love so blind,
with love so blind.
Dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love,
eternal love.
Oh, dig a little deeper out in God's love. I wanna dig a little deeper out in God's love. I wanna dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, eternal love. Oh, I wanna talk
little more like my Jesus.
I wanna walk
just like a Christian should.
I wanna dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, eternal love. Oh, dig a little deeper in God's love. I wanna dig a little deeper out in God's love. I wanna dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, eternal love. Oh, I wanna talk
to the Lord Jesus.
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of it, love, eternal love.
I want to do,
I want to do
what's always true,
what's always true.
I want to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of it, love, eternal love.
Each passing hour,
each passing hour,
I want more power,
I want more power.
I
want
to
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of it, love, eternal love.
Oh,
dig a little deeper, live in God's love. I want to dig a little deeper, live in God's love. I wanna dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, eternal love. Oh, I wanna talk
even more than Jesus would.
I wanna walk
just like a Christian should.
I wanna dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love.
I wanna
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of love,
So goodbye.
Your intoxication
If I were your woman, Georgia, the whole day through,
the whole day.
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you,
song of
comes
you.
As sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I say, Georgia, oh, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa, Georgia, Georgia, I find just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my
mind. I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
If you all get
www.killradio.org. Oh man, that felt so much better. That was Terrence Trent D'Arby, and If You All Get to Heaven. Before that, we had Ray Charles with Georgia on My Mind. We had Alicia Keys with If I Were Your Woman from her Diary album. We also had Jill Scott before that from her Beautifully Human release and Better at Home. That just makes me melt every time I hear it. We had, Marvin Gaye with Can I Get a Witness before that. We also had Stevie Wonder with Fingertips. We started off this last set, a true artist's set, with the Fairfield Four and Dig a Little Deeper. And that is what true artists do. They dig so deep within their soul, and then what they bring out is so truthful and is so universal that you just can't help but relate to it. You just can't help but just mark it down in your brain, and you know exactly what you were doing. You know exactly where you were. You know exactly what you were eating at the time that you listen to that song. That is how catalytic it is. That's how much of an epiphany it is. It is just so awesome to listen to. Just the true music, and that's what I try to bring out here on the show, and I hope I've done that. So I'm going to leave you with a little bit of something to bounce to. I'm on my way out. I'm going to be on my way over to Beyond Baroque. I'm going to be there this afternoon at 5 p.m. I'm going to be there with the lovely Katrina Canyon, former poet laureate of Sunland and Tuhunga, and we are going to have a stomp down good time. I want you to join us, if you could, please. 618 Venice Boulevard in Venice, California. And bring your own love, bring your own poetry, because there's an open reading as well. It's at Beyond Baroque, 618 Venice Boulevard, and that's going to be in Venice, California, 5 p.m. I'll be there. Katrina will be there. I hope you'll be there, too. And please, until then or until next week, please be good to each other, because we're all in this world together, and you cannot spell unity without you and I. I'm also going to leave you with another true artist, another person who has redefined R&B here on the street. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Got more Kill Radio programming on its way. Love you. Take care. Bye.
This is a story of famous dog. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind dog, funky dog. Nasty dogs.
Atomic dogs. Atomic dogs. Atomic dogs.
Every night on the cross, when they're out there walking the street,
compete.
May compete.
But the dogs.
Okay.
You know.
And now we are bringing to you another Sunday of Media Mammal, and let's see what we got here. We got is anybody listening, by the way? If you're listening, you can of course you can call in, and that. The number is 213-252-0998. And I wish that we had the webcam. I really do. Okay, but we don't, apparently, because no one really was into the webcam. But I was into the webcam. But, of course, I don't have the technical know-how. So if I did, we'd have webcam, but I don't have that information of how to set it up. I think we just don't have it because people are really not interested. The people who know how to use it are not interested in using it. Otherwise, we'd have this video and radio station instead of just radio. But I think some people think that video is like impure or something, or somehow not really part of the mission, you know, it's just radio. And in fact, they were opposed to the webcam to start with. Did you know that, Uncle Dan? Yeah. You know that you can just turn on your mic there if you want.
Greetings, everyone. Everything is going good. I hope everything's going good for you.
Yeah, well, you're right. Do I look good?
You look very good, Nicholas.
Well, so then you can... you can get a sense of it, yeah. But our listeners, of course, you don't know if they're doing good, right?
Well,
or do you?
I think.
How are our listeners doing?
I hope our listeners are doing good. I think that effort is required for everything, so just keep trying, and that's what I say for everyone listening.
Oh, so you're saying we should keep trying?
Keep trying to do good and be happy in life.
Uh huh. Not just on Sundays, but like
that's
every
right,
day,
every day correct? Of the week. That's right, Nicholas.
And how's your mom?
She's doing real good, Nicholas.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Great.
I'm real thankful.
And, of course, since you're Uncle Dan, that would be my grandmother, just for you listeners. Hey, wow. Hey, Dan, check it out. One of our episodes is on the desktop here. Let's see if we can play it. Oh, yeah. It's a fucking queen. That was Uncle Dan?
What was that, Nicholas?
That was one of our other shows.
Hmm.
And it sounded pretty cool. It was me playing the thumb instrument, that African wooden thumb instrument, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And along with Elliot Smith's song. So today we don't have that thing that we had that time. I don't know what it's called. It's probably like a kumbali. Mm. But today we have the shaker thing. You can have that.
Right.
And we have the accordion, the toy accordion. Okay, and we have all of our archives. That's Dan on the horn. Mm. I think that I'm just going to play something cool. Since Elliot Smith was the one that we just heard from just now, and I thought that was pretty cool, I think it's fair to assume that some Elliot Smith would be cool again. Do you concur with me?
I concur, Nicholas. I think that's a good idea.
Here's No Name.
Cool.
For a change, she got out. Before he hurt her bad, took her record.
clothes and pictures of her boy really made her sad. Packed it up and didn't look back. I'm okay, let's just forget all about it. The car was cold and it smelled like old cigarettes and pine. In her bag I saw things she drew when she was nine, like this one here. Her alone, nobody near. What a shame, let's just not talk about it.
Sounds like a good radio.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't look like you, but you did.